All right, so you guys are here for a 365 overview of Yammer administration and security. My name is Samir Sitaram. I'm a program manager on the Office 365 customer experience team. And my role primarily involves helping our customers onboard onto Office 365 and getting maximum value out of its services. I'm joined here by Kaleem and Pradeep, who are both product managers at Yammer. And you know, we've got a pretty good show for you today. Before we get started, just wanted to land a quick little statement about what Yammer is. If you're not really familiar with what Yammer is, it essentially is that companies that are looking to be more agile and customer-focused need to move beyond the traditional ways of communicating and collaborating to a more agile sort of setup. Yammer's flexible workspaces, these groups, offer organizations a smarter and a faster way to connect with folks across the organization, which sort of drives Yammer's mission statement over here, right? Which is to connect people and information together to make better decisions faster. So great, now that we've got that out of the way, let's get to the core of this session. What are we gonna talk about today? What is the one single thing you wanna take away from this session? It is that Yammer is a core service of the Office 365 suite, just like Exchange, SharePoint, or Skype for Business. That is it. That is the one thing we want you to take away from this session. Everything else is sort of built on that one single statement. Got a pretty nice agenda for you today, sort of divided into four different sections. I'm gonna go over today, and by today I mean over the last 12 months, literally, as to what is available for administrators from a security and compliance perspective. And then I'm gonna pass it on to Pradeep, who's gonna set up the vision for Yammer and its integration with Office 365. And then he's gonna pass it on to Kaleem, who's gonna talk about market adoption, customer adoption, and some of the more advanced administration topics. And he's got a bunch of really awesome demos, which we'll debut over here. And then we'll cap it off with a Q&A, we'll do a role play, we'll answer the elephant in the room sort of questions, and then you know, we'll answer your questions after that. So one quick request, if you've got any questions, hang on to them for now. We'll take them at the end of the session. It's quite likely that your question will be answered through the course of stuff we're gonna present today. And if we run out of time, the three of us, there's a bunch of other Yammer people over here as well, they're peppered across the audience. So, you know, you can grab any one of us, we'll have a sidebar, we'll talk through whatever is going on with your Yammer network and Office 365 tenant. All right, now that the pleasantries are out of the way, let's get started, right? I'm gonna talk about what is available today within Yammer. And before that, kind of wanna go in for the next few minutes, you know, kind of psych you out a little bit and talk about a journey of then and now, right? So I was at Ignite last year in Chicago, and there were a bunch of Yammer sessions, and I was privileged enough to present one on administration and security. And the messaging last year was pretty complex. It was sort of had a lot of permutations, right? If you had an Office 365 tenant that wasn't connected to a Yammer network, and your Yammer users had cloud IDs, here's how they would log in. If you were federated with Yammer SSO, here's how you would log in. If you had Office 365 sign-in, here's how you'd log in, right? I'm glad nobody's left the room right now, okay? So pretty confusing, right? And it was confusing in my head as well. Fast forward that 12 months now, and we're here in Atlanta right now, another Ignite, we've got an awesome message. So what I wanna do now is go through the last 12 months and talk about what Yammer has achieved in those last 12 months. We'll do a sort of a cheesy countdown, 10 to 1. So if you want to wake up, if you haven't had your coffee, I didn't have my coffee this morning, okay? If you haven't had your coffee either and you just want to wake up, scream out these numbers with me. I'm going to recruit my Yammer and Microsoft peeps to do the same as well. And yeah, let's get this countdown started. So at number 10, we have data centers, right? So last year, the messaging was that Yammer was available out of third-party data centers. That's right, Yammer was being operated out of third-party data centers in California. I mean, this wasn't somebody's, you know, under somebody's desk. No, that's not where the data was kept. It was still category 4 data centers, top level with all levels of security available within those data centers, but they weren't Microsoft data centers. Fast forward 12 months now, and Yammer is completely served out of Microsoft data centers. So the same data centers that power Exchange, SharePoint, Skype for Business are the same data centers from where Yammer is also served. If you look at the bottom left-hand corner of the screen, there's an aka.ms link over there, slash, there's a suffix there. All you need to remember is the suffix if you need to get further context on what the slide presents. So at number 10, we have Yammer getting served out of Microsoft data centers. Nine. We have advanced compliance. Last year, Yammer did not have the same level of compliance as Office 365. We were missing a lot of lettering for Yammer, right? So there wasn't like ISO, there wasn't SOC, there wasn't, you know, European model clauses. All these letterings were missing from Yammer, which sort of became a barrier to customers adopting our service. Guess what now? 12 months later, Yammer has achieved advanced Office 365 compliance. It's Category C compliance within the Office 365 framework, which sets it on par with Exchange, SharePoint, Skype for Business, and other services that show up in the Office 365 suite. All right, guys, I'm going to clue in. The next number is going to be 8. Let's see if we can say it all together, right? In 3, 2, 1.
Eight.
Yes. Encryption at rest. Last year, we did not have encryption at rest when it came to Yammer data. Of course, there were a lot of things put into place to ensure that, you know, just John Doe can go there and access your data. You know, there was, for administrators, there was multi-factor authentication. All data access was on a need-only basis, had to go through multiple steps of approval. And again, in terms of encryption at rest, it only works, you know, when a server can be stolen away from a data center. You know, our data centers are tier 4 data centers, so we didn't think we needed data to be encrypted at rest. But guess what? That turned out to be a blocker for a lot of customers, so we put some engineering work into it, and voila. All customer volumes are now encrypted at rest with AES 256-bit encryption. If you want to learn more about that, go to that link there, aka.ms/yamsecurity. All right, guys. Number 7. Third-party services. Okay, so Yammer had a bunch of third-party services. It was a startup acquired by Microsoft. Of course, it's not going to build the whole Swiss knife, right? So there was Amazon Web Services, there was Zencoder, there was Crocodoc, there was Fastly CDN. There were a number of third-party services that were put into play. But now that Yammer is under the Microsoft umbrella, all services are built on the Microsoft stack. So starting from data centers, files are stored in Azure. Azure Media Services does your video rendering. Office Web Apps does your Office Apps rendering within Yammer. So all services are now completely built on Microsoft's architecture. Let's go to number 6. Yes. Domain management, right? So earlier, if you had to manage domains in Yammer, you had to pick up a phone, call up Microsoft support, wait a couple of days, be like, hey, man, I need to add a domain. Okay, fine, domain gets added. Hey, man, I need to remove a domain. My company's splitting. Couple more days, da-da-da-da-da. You know, back and forth. We wanted to make this self-service. So now, all domains are entirely managed out of Office 365. So Yammer has moved away from the domain concept to becoming a core service within Office 365, which means there's only one place you'll manage domains, which is only in Office 365. Number 5. Encryption in transit. Last year, Yammer had TLS 1.0 encryption, right, in transit. And that sort of brought out our SSL lab scores to A- or something like that. This year, Yammer has upgraded its ciphers, and all traffic, whether it's over the web, API, web part, mobile, whatever it may be, all of it flows over TLS 1.2 encryption. Number 4, which is a pretty big one, authentication. And that sort of started off this countdown, right? It was a pretty convoluted message last year, Office 365 sign-in, federated SSO, cloud IDs, da-da-da-da-da. Pretty confusing, right? And a barrier to adoption, both for users, for administrators. Companies are like, you know what? I'm going to hold off. I'm going to deploy Yammer once you guys figure out all this. Well, guess what? Everything is figured out now. There's one single authentication. Just one single authentication. You're going to use Office 365 sign-in for Yammer to authenticate your Yammer users into Office 365. They're not going to be confused. They're not going to have multiple IDs. They're not going to say, hey, but I signed up as JDoe at Contoso.com, but I'm actually John Doe at Contoso.com. All that doesn't matter. You sign in with your Office 365 credentials, and then you're logged into Yammer, just like you would be for Exchange, SharePoint, or Skype. Number
three.
User management. Another big piece for you administrators. There's a lot of administrators in this room. You had to run multiple sync tools. You had to babysit Yammer Desync, and then Office 365 DuraSync, which turned into AAD Sync, which turned into AAD Connect. So you had multiple tools, and you know, sort of confusing. Why should you have two tools for the same family, right? So now what we've done is only manage users in Office 365. Don't care how those users get into Office 365. You may provision them manually. You may use a sync tool, or you may use an API. As long as these users are in Azure AD Connect, which is the backbone for Office 365, that is the only place where you will manage your users. Number
two.
User licensing. This wasn't available last year, right? So when you had users in Yammer, it was just a bulk licensing model. They were, I've got 5,000 users in Yammer. Well, you don't really have 5,000 licenses. And then you probably had to work with your account team and do some reconciliation. It was like, oh, no, man, there were actually like 4,500 users, so let me actually pay for that. Guess what? We've cleaned up that mess now. You manage user licensing straight up in Office 365, okay? You want to give a user access to Yammer, give them an E5 license, check the Yammer box, the user gets that particular service. You don't want to give a user access to a particular service, you simply uncheck it, just like you would for Exchange, SharePoint, or Skype. Manage all licensing directly within Office 365. And finally, the big one. Let's get a big one for this. Number
one.
All right. Manual activation. Another big barrier to adoption. Last year, when you wanted Yammer for your organization and you wanted that connected within Office 365, you had to go in, push in a few buttons. Administrators don't like to push buttons that cause an explosion, right? So people were pretty gun-shy about that. They didn't do it. Guess what? This year, we fixed it. Yammer is on by default within Office 365 and has rich experiences for administrators and for users, just like you have for Exchange, SharePoint, and Skype for Business. Here's a quick little screen grab of all the different things that Yammer has accomplished over the last year. There are so many more that can be added to this list. I just ran out of space, right? So about 15 items over here. We spoke about 10 of them. A lot of them are applicable to you administrators to get your organization up and running on Yammer. So all of this is because of your feedback, because of the way you use your products, the way you want us to create experiences for you. So keep your feedback coming, and we'll keep improving the experience within the service. All right, enough talk. You know, all that wasn't fluff. A lot of it is pretty real, okay? So what we're gonna do now is run through a quick little demo, and we're gonna show you some of the things that I spoke about from an administrative perspective and from a user perspective of how you manage Yammer and what your experience is within Yammer when you're using it with, say, a federated ID, and then you wanna access, you know, Delve or Office 365 Video or any one of these apps. So give me a moment, I'm gonna switch screens over here. And we'll get started. Right, my screen's playing okay? Good. We just log out of this network here real quick. All right. So I'm going to start with the admin experience. So first thing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to portal.office.com and sign in as an administrator. So I'm going to call my administrator super@robobike.in. First things first, because we've enforced Office 365 sign-in, which I'm going to show you here in a second, I'm redirected to my ADFS, and I'm simply going to sign into my ADFS here. And voila, I'm in Office 365. So one of the first things I mentioned was, and that was number one in our countdown, Yammer does not need to be activated in Office 365 because it's turned on by default in Office 365. As you can see, front and center, Yammer is prominent there. It's right in the middle. So you as an administrator launching Yammer for your organization don't have to do anything going forward. You buy an E5 license, your tenant has Yammer, you will automatically get the service provision. So now once you're in here, you can simply go into the admin waffle and once you're in the admin waffle, we're going to talk about domain management here for a quick second, right? So like I said, last year you had to go into Yammer to manage your domains or you had to call into Yammer support to manage your domains. Now what all you're going to do is you're going to go into the domain settings within Office 365 and manage your domains. So once the screen loads up over here, I'm going to go under settings, go under domains, and then all I need to do is simply add a domain over here, validate the fact that I own that domain, DNS records, or whatever it may be, and then your domain gets automatically added to Yammer. There isn't really any extra work that you need to do to manage domains beyond adding them over here. Okay? So that makes life easier, and you're up and running much, much faster. So now, once you're in over here, the next thing you would do as an administrator is go into your Yammer admin console and say that, okay, I want to go ahead and manage the authentication. I want to manage how users authenticate into Yammer. How do you do that? The first thing you'll do is simply go into security settings here at the bottom, okay? And then right at the bottom of this page, you notice that there is a checkbox over here called Enforce Office 365 Identity in Yammer. By enforcing Office 365 Identity in Yammer, what you're doing is you're telling your users, and you're telling the systems, really, that all authentication will flow through Office 365. When a user pops in johndoe@contoso.com, and that user is created in Azure Active Directory, what Yammer will do is recognize the fact that it's already been set, this flag has been set, and it'll redirect that user to Office 365 and say that, hey, you no longer use a Yammer Cloud ID, you're going to use Office 365 sign-in, and Office 365 sign-in will go ahead and use whatever sort of mechanism you've put into place to authenticate users. It could be using Cloud IDs on the Office 365 side, it could be using federated IDs on Office 365 side, but the key message over here is that all authentication is managed only through Office 365. You may want to let your users know before you do this, let them know that, hey, there's going to be a little bit of a change in your experience. You're not going to see the familiar Yammer page that you're used to. You're going to start seeing the Office 365 page, so go ahead and log in from there. Pretty simple. It's one single message, and here you go. I'm ready to do this. Once you select Save, and voila, you've got Office 365 identity enforced for Yammer over here. There you go. The networks has been updated. Going back over here again, if I go home, right, you'll notice that I've got Azure AD Sync running over here in the background. If you look at my dir sync status over there, it says 19 minutes ago, which essentially means that my sync tool, Azure AD Connect, rather, has been running in the background every so often, right? And what that's really doing is grabbing my on-premise identities and provisioning them into Azure AD, which Yammer will suck off of, okay? So now, you don't have to do anything extra. One single tool, and you manage all your users directly from within the Office 365 portal. So now, after I've added this user, I go into active users, and say, for instance, I pick Marky Mark over here, okay? And Marky Mark has an Office 365 E5 license, and this is another thing that we spoke about earlier, right? License management was not available for Yammer. It's available for Yammer today, so I can go and click on Edit over here, and then note that it's going to load all my products. I've got 21 of 25 E5 licenses, and I can simply check or uncheck the Yammer licensing directly from there. Nothing complex. Everything is super familiar. You guys have done this a million times, so this portion may be a little boring because you've seen this, you know this, it's familiar. But, you know, boring is good when it's familiar. No extra work, nothing new to learn. You're going to manage Yammer just like Office 365. Okay. So that was the admin experience. So let's switch quick gears to the end user experience right now. I'm going to select cancel over here, log out, and log in as an end user into this tenant. And we'll show you some aspects for end users as well. So back to portal.office.com. And the first thing I can do is, actually, why not? Let me just go to yammer.com, OK? Let's imagine the average user goes to yammer.com. So once I'm in yammer.com, I select login over here. And this user does not know that they've got Office 365 sign-in enabled. So he's just going to log in with his credentials like he normally does. Oh, guess what? Something is happening over here. Yammer is recognizing the fact that this user has been enabled for Office 365 sign-in. The tenant's been enabled for Office 365 sign-in. And we've simply redirected that user to their very familiar ADFS page. So the user signs over here again. And they're logged directly into Yammer. It's going to load up here in a second. Voila, they're logged directly into Yammer. On the top left nav, you notice the waffle there. So in terms of experience, the user can dance between multiple apps very, very easily. Again, very familiar. They're not going to a different portal to access Yammer. Yammer is a part of the Office 365 family. It's a part of that shell. So they can move back and forth between those applications very easily. So great. That was authentication. This is accessing Yammer, discovering Yammer very, very easily. Now let's move into another area, right? So what about accessing Yammer through other applications? What about posting to Yammer through other applications? So say, for instance, I go into my Dell over here and sign in as this guy. I can go under me, and let me pick up a document over here. I've got a PowerPoint presentation. What I can do is I can go ahead and select this, the ellipsis down there, and talk about that presentation on Yammer. So the document itself lives within Dell, but the conversations happen on Yammer. Okay? So now what I can simply do is pop a quick comment over here, say that, hey, super, check out my awesome. And then pop into this marketing campaigns group and select post. Now, again, so you can see the conversation lives within Yammer, but the document lives within Office 365. It lives within your Dell application. So that's one quick way of sharing or socializing your document, if you will. There are a couple other things I want to show you. I can also do the same with Office 365 video. So I select Office 365 video in the top left. It's only asked me to log in again because I'm in an incognito window. This would never happen otherwise. And plus, the demo gods always like to show up. So let me go into praise. And if I go to Yammer comments over here, again, similar experience like Delve, right? The video lives in Office 365 video, but the conversations can happen directly in Yammer. You can go ahead and share this file across your entire organization and directly from the screen. So again, at super, check out this video. The third integration I want to show you is with Skype for Business Broadcast, right? So if you're not familiar with this, you can go to broadcast.skype.com. And once you're on that page, you can basically go ahead and do a, you can go ahead and create a meeting directly within Skype Broadcast and have comments for those meetings or have user interaction for that meeting to live within Yammer. Skype Broadcast is a one-to-many channel. So say, for instance, you know, you have a company-wide meeting or your CEO wants to make a broad announcement across the organization and you want to collect the pulse of the audience and understand how they're interacting, answer their questions, and so forth, you can simply pop in a Yammer feed right next to that. So I'm going to go create a meeting over here. Let's just call it a live broadcast meeting. I'm going to say everybody within the organization can come to this meeting. Let's make it for 10 a.m. on September 29th. All that looks good. I'm going to go ahead and select create here. My meeting's going to get created, OK? And once my meeting is created, I can go ahead and select this customized link here. And under audience participation apps, I can choose the left-hand side or the right-hand side and I can say I want to add Yammer to that particular feed. Here, I'm going to pop in my group ID. So let's go back to yammer.com, and I'm going to pick a group directly over here. Let's pick this marketing campaigns group. Every group has an ID associated with it. I can grab this ID, go back, prompt text. Let me just say, what do you think? The group name, let's just call it marketing campaign. And that's all you need to do. Now, when you start the Sky broadcast meeting, you will notice that the Yammer feed appears on the right side. Users can watch the meeting and say, oh yeah, this is great, or this is not that great, or ask their questions, talk to an admin. You know, if your broadcast quality is not that great, you can go ahead and tell your IT support, saying that, hey, I can't hear him, I can't see him, da-da-da-da-da. All that is available directly out of the box. All right. So that was that. Those are the demos I wanted to show you guys. I'm going to switch back screens now, and let's get on with this presentation. So what do we see over here real quick? Just a quick little recap, right? From an admin perspective, right, Yammer is auto-activated. It's turned on by default within Office 365. No additional steps for you to perform. You will use the familiar Azure AD Connect to go ahead and synchronize your user identities directly into Office 365. You will set up Office 365 sign-in from the Yammer admin page. Again, once you do that, all users authenticate into Yammer using their Office 365 credentials. You will go ahead and enforce identity just using that one single checkbox. There's not much to do over there, okay? And then finally, from a licensing perspective, there's the ability of managing Yammer licensing directly from Office 365. So these five things are the big pillars, if you will, from an admin experience perspective. From a user experience perspective, we saw how users can use their familiar credentials, their Office 365 credentials that they use to access Exchange, SharePoint, and Skype to access Yammer as well using the same experience, right? We saw how, it's not showing up there. All right, finally. We showed you how users can access Yammer from the waffle within Office 365. So they click the waffle, they find Yammer there. Again, a very familiar spot, and they can access it. And then finally, we also showed you accessing Yammer or posting to Yammer from these applications like Delve, Sky for Business, Broadcast, and Office 365 Video. Okay, so that was the admin and user experience side of the story. I'm going to switch gears now dramatically and talk about security and compliance. We've got an amazing, amazing security and compliance story. Okay, this is leaps and bounds beyond what was presented last year. We had a pretty good story last year as well, but this just, you know, does a huge Hail Mary out there. So, let me start off. I think there's a little bit of lag over here between these two. Okay. Start off with a base over here, right? Microsoft runs on trust. This doesn't really come with me. I wish I could come up with something clever like that. It comes all the way from the top. It comes from our general counsel. And this is sort of the ethos under which Microsoft works. We run on your trust. You trust us with your data that we safe house in our data centers, and we want to ensure that we have the highest level of confidentiality, integrity, and availability when it comes to your data. So your trust is what keeps our service running. Our foundation is built on the following tenets. Built-in security. Security is not an afterthought. Every feature goes through a security review. And a very simple question is asked. Is this making the service more secure or less secure? If it's making it less secure, let's not ship it. We only want to ship services and features that make your experience and our product more secure. Privacy by design. We don't sell your data for advertising. Your data is yours. We don't use it for advertising. We don't mine it for anything beyond providing you the service. So your privacy is of utmost importance. Continuous compliance. Microsoft has the biggest compliance chart when compared to any other SaaS provider in the world. And we're continuously evolving, continuously working with third-party providers out there to come and assess our service and provide these independent third-party certifications. And then finally, there's transparent operations. All this data belongs to you. You can go ahead and download this data at any time. You can go and delete your data at any time. You can package it up and move out of our service at any time. We will tell you what sort of controls we have put in to manage your data, you know, and we'll make all this available to you very openly. So you can go to the Office 365 Trust Center, you can go to the Information Protection Center in your Office 365 tenant and get all of this information. This is your data. You should have complete access to it and complete rights over it, which is what these tenants really enforce. On top of this, we built out a framework. It's called the Office 365 Compliance Framework. You know, Microsoft acquires a lot of companies. Office 365 is an evolving suite. So we want to make it very, very clear as to where our applications fit into what compliance category, right? So we built out this framework that sort of gives you an overview of our compliance strategy. And then on top of this compliance framework sit all of our applications. As you can see, Yammer is front and center over there. This is because Yammer has achieved advanced Office 365 compliance, which is why it's being able to be turned on by default within Office 365. But this wasn't always the case. Okay, before Yammer got this advanced Office 365 Category C compliance, it came along. It was a fun service. People liked it. Okay, wanted to become a part of Office 365. But then there were implications from a discoverability perspective. Yammer was default off within Office 365, which means users could not discover it. They had to go to yammer.com, they had to go to five different places to understand what Yammer is. There wasn't really a way for them to easily discover Office 365 next to Exchange, SharePoint, or Skype. Trust. People got an email from one of their colleagues, and it said Yammer. And they were confused, like, Yammer who, what, where? I don't know what the service is. People thought it was spam. They put it in their junk mail. There was definitely a problem with trust. People did not trust the service. And then there were issues with messaging. Our sellers had a really hard time explaining to customers that, hey, yeah, there's a different set of rules applicable to Yammer and a different set of rules applicable to Office 365. There were different contracts, there were data protection agreements, da-da-da-da-da, just paperwork galore. Bureaucrats became much, much happier. Well, that's not. So if you take a look at the list over here, you know, no European model clauses, no HIPAA BAA, no SOC 1, no SOC 2. There were a bunch of third-party services. It became really hard for us to sell the service to you, and it really became hard for you to consume the service because you had to convince so many other departments in the organization. Your legal officer would probably say, hey, I need to see these five different accreditations before I'm going to sign off on Yammer, right? It became really hard. You know, we just wanted to get your users adopting the service, and not go through all this mumbo jumbo. So Office 365 put together this tiered compliance model, and you know, we saw benefits for both Microsoft as well as customers. We said that, hey, if we have a framework, when we get a new application into the service, we will know what tier it fits in directly, because we know that tier A does this, tier B does this, tier C does this, tier C D does this, and so on and so forth. And then from a customer's perspective, you know all these compliance standards, you know where each application fits. So you know whether or not you want to turn on Yammer or you want to turn off Yammer, depending on whether or not it fits your compliance needs. Again, going back to a couple slides, transparency of operations, getting you in the know is exactly what this does. We want to be very, very transparent and open as to what our services offer, again, to make it very, very easy for you to consume it. And again, being a part of this compliance framework, you benefit from an evolving framework because we're going to keep on adding more and more compliance standards to it. So this is the compliance framework, okay? If you notice, right across the board, there's strong privacy and security commitments across this compliance framework, and each application within the Office 365 stack sits in one of these buckets, okay? Yammer used to sit in tier A. And the most important thing is at the bottom over there, where it says admin control to enable or disable. Yammer had to be enabled or disabled last year. It wasn't on by default. But guess what? Fast forward 1 year, voila. Yammer is enabled by default within Office 365 because it meets all of these super advanced compliance standards. So there's the ISO 27001, which everybody is familiar with. The biggest management standard out there, the most recognized management standard out there. ISO 27018, which really manages the privacy of your users' information within Yammer. So we've got a framework of control around that. European model clauses, our European friends can freely use Yammer now because their data is protected within our confines. HIPAA BAAs. I met with a couple healthcare providers. Yammer has the ability of signing HIPAA BAAs now, so you can fearlessly adopt Yammer and use it for your patient health information. There is SOC 1 and SOC 2 reports available, again, which lay the cards out in how we're running the service. And then finally, the removal of third-party services. There are no longer third-party services within Yammer, right? So everything is built on the Office 365 stack. So because we've adhered to all of these different standards, Yammer is turned on by default within Office 365, just like the other major Office 365 apps. So now that we've achieved all of this, Yammer again comes along, is a part of Office 365, and there are no implications, really. From a discoverability perspective, again, we're beating on this. It's on by default, just like Exchange, SharePoint, or Skype for Business. It is trustworthy because it's available in the Trust Center. So you can go to trustoffice365.com and learn about the Office 365 Trust Center, the operations that they run. Yammer is a part of that particular family. And then finally, from a messaging perspective, there are no exceptions at all. Yammer is in the online service terms for Microsoft and is, you know, available, like I said, in the Trust Center. And then all of this compliance material, whether it's Yammer's ISO report, the SOC reports, all of this stuff is available in a portal called Service Assurance Dashboard in your Information Protection Center. So go into your Office 365 tenant, select your Information Protection Center, look for Service Assurance Dashboard, and you'll find a treasure trove of all these compliance third-party reports available for you to consume directly. And that sort of speaks to the transparency of our operations. Well, that is it for me. I'm going to pass the baton over to Pradeep, and he's going to set the tone and vision of Yammer integrating further into Office 365.
Thank you, Samir. You can hear me fine? It's good. Good. I'm Pradeep. I'm a principal product manager with the Yammer team. I've been with Microsoft for the last 15 years. Most of my time I spent in Office 365 working on services like SharePoint Online and Project Online, helping customers adopt cloud services. Last couple of years I've been with Yammer, integrating Yammer with Office 365. As you saw in the pictures in the beginning of the session, we are pretty kicked about Yammer being fully integrated with Office 365, and we printed our enthusiasm in these t-shirts. You may have seen a lot of people wear these t-shirts. This is the Office logo with the Yammer spittle. This, in essence, conveys what we want to convey in this session. If you want these t-shirts, come by, ask us questions, come by our booth. We have a bunch of them. We want you to share the enthusiasm. When we talk about Yammer's vision with respect to management and security, we want to put it in the context of Office 365. Let's just pause for a moment and really drill down into what it means for Yammer to be in Office 365. Right? We, Samir, talked a lot about how Yammer is a service, one of the core services of Office 365, along with, say, SharePoint or Exchange. But we can take advantage of all the core capabilities of Office 365. That's the big news. And if you've attended the Yammer roadmap session, you would know that we are integrating with Office 365 groups. There is a session today at 12:30, drilling more into this. A few people in the audience were interested in how we integrate with groups, so do come to that session. But the bottom line is we can take advantage of Office 365 groups, all the richness that we have. Whenever you create a Yammer group, it's also an Office 365 group, so you'll have a OneDrive a document library with it, you'll have a team site with it, you'll have planner, you can create tasks. So it's all integrated into one experience. We can take advantage of search and discovery. If you store a document in a document library that's attached to, say, Yammer, the Yammer group, that can participate in the search that you're familiar with throughout Office 365. So this experience is just going to get richer. We can take advantage of the analytics capabilities of Office 365. You'll see later today how Yammer integrates with the analytics dashboard that's released with Office 365. We can take advantage of, obviously, the admin portal and all the admin tools that are already there in Office 365. So we being part of Office 365 means all these things. Now we can take advantage of all these things that are part of Office 365 and then focus our efforts on making Yammer better as a social platform, as a collaboration platform for you all. Wait, there's more. We are part of Azure Active Directory. Office 365 is backed by Azure Active Directory. You all know that. And it provides a lot of capabilities. I'm not going to go into all of them. You recognize them. Conditional access, security reports, usage reports, single sign-on. In fact, Samir showed you some of those capabilities. All of those, again, are available for Yammer to take advantage of. Wait, there is more. Azure Active Directory connects seamlessly to your on-premises systems. So you can have all your users in your Active Directory, expose them, say, through Active Directory Federation services, and Yammer will take advantage of all the setup that you've already put time and effort setting up. All of this so that your users, Bob, can sign in seamlessly into Yammer through whatever authentication schemes you've set up, log in, discover Yammer seamlessly, and take advantage of all the other Office 365 services that integrate seamlessly into the user experience in Yammer. This is the Yammer we envision. What are the key benefits? Number one, familiar procurement experience. Samir talked about that. Yammer is part of every major offer in Office 365. It's part of E3, it's part of E5, it's part of K1, like 20 plus offers. All the major offers have Yammer in them. So you get one of those offers, you get Yammer. So it's a seamless procurement experience. Second, powerful management experience. We talked a lot about that. Seamless user experience. Users don't need, the single biggest friction point that we have found for users is to discover the service and log in seamlessly. We've taken care of that. And compliance, Samir talked in detail about this. So these are some of the key benefits of this vision of Yammer being part of Office 365. What are the key management capabilities? Samir talked about most of these. I'm recapping them. The way we try to look at this is, what are the key management capabilities you need for any service that you manage, any new service that you get into your house? It has to be available. It has to be on by default. When you procure it, there are no steps for you to turn it on. Second, you want your users to log in. You want them to log in seamlessly, single sign-on. You want to manage the lifecycle of all these users in one place. If a person, if an employee leaves the company, you don't want to go to like 10 services and manage them and remove them here and remove them there. You want to do it in one place, and everything happens like it should. You want license management. You want to, you know, make sure you pay for the people that use the service and then use those licenses effectively. If there are 10 people who work seasonally, you want to give them access for those 3 months they work and remove access for the other 3 months they don't work. You can do that. You expect this to happen for any service you procure. And the last one is domain lifecycle management. By that I mean a company goes through acquisitions, divestitures, you acquire companies, you acquire a domain, you add all those users in. You don't want to go and do this adding users and domain business to every service that you have. You just want to do it in one central place and things flow. All these things, all these key management capabilities that you expect for any service is now seamlessly integrated and available in Yammer with the familiar Office 365 management capabilities that you already probably know and use. So you don't need to learn a new set of tools or new set of capabilities. It's all seamless and one. So again, this is a boring slide by now, but the single message, the vision for Yammer, as far as management and security goes, is that Yammer will be a core service of the Office 365 suite, just like Exchange, SharePoint, or Skype. We are one of the 5 core services. We were mentioned in the Ignite keynote in the same breath as SharePoint, Exchange, and Skype. So this is the vision. This is where we are heading, and all the investments that we'll make in the future will be making sure Yammer remains a core service and keep adding value to that. This is great, but there is more. We deliver all these seamless management capabilities, but we also recognize that individual customers, set of customers, in a specific market, for instance, have unique needs. People who have a lot of deskless workers, who use mobile systems, want to manage those mobile devices effectively. So if we want to go after those people in the retail segment, we need to provide some capabilities for them. And Office 365 already has some of these capabilities, and Yammer needs to snap to those. And there are similar requirements for other market segments as well. So we have a new focus area to make sure we unblock not just individual customers, but whole markets. So we have a new focus on market adoption, and Kim is going to look at this, is already looking at this area, and he's going to talk more about what this market adoption role is, and what are some of the advanced management capabilities that we have now, because we've started focusing on unblocking any kind of top-down adoption in specific markets. Over to Kaleem.
Awesome. Good morning, Atlanta. My name is Kaleem. I'm a product manager at Yammer in San Francisco. I've been here for almost a year. And prior to that, I was working in Seattle with Microsoft on the Windows User Experience team. This is my first time in Atlanta. This is also my first time at Ignite. So I'm super excited to be here. I love having these lights from the side right in my face. It makes it hard to see all your faces. It's like I'm doing stand-up. I might as well have a brick wall and it would be good. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about the work that we're doing in this area. If you went to the roadmap section that we had on Monday, our head of product showed you a graph which indicated really that Yammer is actually experiencing exponential rate of growth right now. And as part of that, customers from a variety of industries, domains, different types of operations are now starting to use Yammer. And each of them bring their own set of concerns about the product. Some of them may wonder, hey, does Yammer support a certain level of compliance that I care about? Once I deploy it, am I going to be able to understand how people are using it, and so on. And so this initiative is really an acknowledgement to those concerns and to the unique characteristics of all of your domains. And our goal really is to help you succeed with Yammer and adopt it confidently. Today we're going to talk about three areas that we've been working on. We're going to talk about mobile app security, about security and compliance monitoring, and we're going to talk about usage analytics. All right, first up, mobile app security. There's a couple of things that a number of you folks are probably aware of. Increasingly, especially for retail environments and places where you have a large number of people who are not bound to their desks, people may be working in like a grocery chain, maybe you have a set of consultants traveling around a lot, people are increasingly bringing in their personal devices. And people want to use a certain set of work apps on them. And you, as IT administrators, want to ensure that the data that is there on those apps is secure, that it doesn't unintentionally get leaked out, and so on. And right now, there's solutions like mobile device management that let you have control over a whole device. So you can specify things like requiring a PIN to access the device. You can specify things like wiping out the device remotely, and so on. But if you have employees who are using their personal devices, they may not be as open to entering a PIN each time if they want to use your work app, maybe a few times a day, or having some of their personal data wiped out. So in this case, really, how do we help all of these different IT departments to manage and secure that data while enabling this access for their employees? Well, in this particular case, mobile application management may offer a solution. And that really allows you to specify policies on a per-app basis for very specific apps. And I'm super happy to say that Yammer actually now supports mobile application management. And you'd be able to specify a whole set of policies. It's powered by Microsoft Intune, which means we've integrated their SDK within our iOS and Android apps to perform certain core set of functions. And the cool thing about this is, even if you don't have a mobile device management solution in place, you can use this thing. We are going to support over 15 different policies for this. And there's a variety of things in here, from administering data access, like requiring a PIN to access the app, to managing data sharing between the apps, and so on. You can read all about it on this link. So with that said, I want to show you guys what this experience is like to set up a policy and what it feels like as a user to experience one of these policies. I'm going to switch computers here. All right. So this right here is my Azure portal. And let's say I've got a whole set of Intune licenses, and I've assigned them to people across my company. I can come down here to the left. I hit this Intune section. And we're going to create a new policy. So I'm going to hit this App Policy button here under App Management. You can see that there is a policy already in place and deployed. Let's create a new one. All right. We'll specify a description. So maybe we're creating this policy to try it out with a test group of people within our company before we roll it out more broadly. And you can select which platform you'd like to apply this policy on. We'll keep it on iOS. And when I go to the apps here, it'll show you all of the different apps that you can actually apply this policy to. So you see the usual suspects here. I'm going to select Yammer. And I'm going to go to Settings. And this is really where all of the interesting stuff is. So you can see there's a whole set of policies, a lot of dropdowns and toggles here. Like over here at the top, this here is a policy that defines whether you can share data between apps. So if I set it on policy managed apps, you can only share data between other apps that are managed by this policy. And I can set it to no apps if I wanted. I can set it to all apps. So if you're concerned that somebody might unintentionally share something on Facebook or something like that, then you can use this policy. Whoops. There's also other policies in here around access. So maybe you want to let your employees be able to access the app through Touch ID. You can do that. So we'll leave this as the default here. And I'm going to hit OK. And let's create this. So you'll see it's created the policy, although it says it hasn't deployed yet. So what I need to deploy it is really specify a set of users who I want to send this policy out to. So I can click this policy. And I'm going to go to user groups over here. Let's add a user group. And it's going to load a list of all of the different AD groups in my company. So this is a great way if you want to try it out with maybe a test group, you want to get some folks within the IT department, maybe some of your Yammer champions, and then slowly roll it out once you're more comfortable with it. So I'm not going to roll this out right now. Instead, I'm going to switch back. And I'm going to hook it up to my phone here. So let me show you what this experience feels like, right, as a user. So I've got the Yammer app on the top left of my screen here. And I want you to pay real close attention to what happens when I tap this app. You'll notice that it's asking me to use Touch ID. That's because I've set that policy. And to log in, all I have to do is put my thumb on this home button. And just like that, we're in. Super smooth. Now let's show you a couple of other things. I'm going to go to the feed here. And let's find a profile. I don't know any of these people. This is a demo account, OK? So let's hit this one. Now, the profile, you're pretty familiar with this profile. But if you pay attention to the bottom half of the screen, what you'll notice is that the email and the save contact to device button are disabled. And that's because a policy has been set in place to prevent you from syncing your contacts to your phone. So if I tap this, nothing's going to happen. I'm actually tapping it here. So let's go back to the feed. We'll go to the top. Let's check out this photo here. It's a nice photo, got some craft on it. And if I hit this top button on the right, it brings up the share panel. And over the top, it shows you the different apps that you can share this data with, this file. And at the bottom, it shows you a different set of options. And if you pay attention, towards the bottom panel, the option that's missing is actually to save the phone, save the photo to your phone. That's because the policy has been set to prevent that. Now let's see, let's say you hit the LinkedIn app by mistake. What would happen? You see it brings up the share dialog. However, the image preview is grayed out. And the reason for that is that we actually encrypt this data when it's being sent out. And if a policy is set to not allow you to share this with different apps, then you're not going to be able to share it. All right. Let's take a look at some text. Looks like there's some sales prospects over here. I'm going to select some of this text. And let's say I try to reply over here. I can paste this, right? I can reply to people, I can reference content. What if I went to a different app? Can't do it. You can't. So this really is really powerful stuff. And you can see what the experience is like when a policy such as one of those has been applied. So to sum this up, Yammer supports mobile application management. It's powered by Microsoft Intune. It's supported for our iOS and Android apps. There's over 15 administrative policies, and it's available now. So check it out and let us know what you think. All right, that was the first area I want to talk about. The second area is on compliance and security monitoring. And there's three things to be said here. The first thing is that increasingly as companies move from an on-prem setup to more cloud-based setups, people want to be able to understand how their data is being accessed and used. They want to have that transparency. In case there's a security incident, maybe some kind of a data got leaked, or there's a file that was out where it needed to be, then you want to be able to trace back those events and understand what happened. And finally, in some cases, compliance departments may want to proactively monitor specific events and keep an eye on them. So the problem here really is, like, how do we help our customers be able to access these security and compliance-related events and monitor them? Last year, you may have seen that we released the O365 Management Activity API to give you access to a variety of events across the O365 service. And today, I'm happy to say that Yammer is going to be integrated with this Office 365 Management Activity API. You're going to have access to a whole set of events through their RESTful APIs. And not only that, it's going to be integrated with the O365 Security and Compliance Center. So you're going to have a search user interface to be able to access this and export that data. We are supporting over 25 different operations as part of this for Yammer. There's a whole set of operations around users, you know, when somebody got activated, when a user got suspended, when somebody accepted the network usage policy, a whole set of operations around groups, around files, so you'd be able to know when a file was created, who shared it, who visited it, and so on, a whole set of admin privileges, For example, if somebody performed a data export in your network, if somebody updated the usage policy and so on. And then finally, a variety of network settings. So with that, I think we'll show you what this looks like. And the stuff that I'm about to show you is pretty hot off the press, off the bakery, whatever analogy you want to use, OK? This stuff is in the works. So we'll show you some of this stuff. All right. So you're able to see my screen here. Oops. So this is the Security and Compliance Center. And the section that I'm going to show you is under search and investigation. I'm going to go here to audit log search. And I'm going to specify an interval. And we'll search and see what events we get. Take a little bit of time. So it's showing you a whole set of different events, right? And these events over here, you see this file visited event? This is actually a Yammer event. So I can click this. It's going to show me the user. This, of course, is being pumped through a test account. And so all of them are being sent to this test account. And if I hit this drop down, it's going to show me a lot more information about this specific event. It's going to show me who performed the event, if there was a share action, who it was shared with, and so on. And there's, you can notice that in a couple of places it says placeholder this. That's because this stuff is under progress. And we're building and hitting up all of these different metadata pieces. So you'll soon be able to access this. So in case there was a file that you're concerned was out there and was downloaded, you'd be able to use this and figure out who downloaded that file. And maybe you can reach out to them and say, hey, maybe you need to delete that file off your computers. All right. So security and compliance monitoring. Yammer is going to be integrated with the O365 Management Activity API and with the Security and Compliance Center. We're going to have over 25 different operations available, and this stuff is coming very soon. All right. The third thing I want to talk about is usage analytics. And there's a couple of reasons why you may be interested in this. You may want to keep track of this just for accounting and reporting purposes. How many people in your company are using Yammer, in what departments, and so on. And specific Yammer champions within your company may actually be interested in knowing whether initiatives that they're carrying out within the company are paying off over time. And so the question really here is, how do we help you achieve that? How do we help you track this data and see what's happening? Well, a few months back, in O365, we announced this new usage reporting portal. Yammer's going to be part of that. You're going to be able to get Yammer user activity data, including message reads, likes, and posts. The data is going to be broken down by user, so you'll be able to get really granular with the data. And the fun part is, we're also going to give you the tools to manipulate that data now. There's going to be Power BI support for this stuff. you're going to be able to take that data and mash it up with data across the other O365 services. And here's the best part. You're going to be able to share this across your company, give one-time access to folks within the company, and they can come back to those reports and run them each time they want it to get the fresh data. So with that, I'm going to show you a couple of things, a quick tour of the user activity report, and then a Power BI demo. I'm just going to log out here, and then I'll show you my screen in a second. All right, so here's my dashboard. Okay. So you've seen the admin center. I'm going to go to this section over here. You see this nice big graph here. Now, this is actually showing you usage activity across all of the different O365 services that you have. So this top graph is showing me the number of active users over time. I can set these different time intervals, change to 7 days period if I wanted to, or 90 days. I'm going to stay with 90 days. And if I scroll down here, you'll see there's a card for Yammer. It shows you the amount of activity that's happening for Yammer. You can see there's a huge number of messages that were read over this time period, 2 million for this test tenant. I'm going to click this. And it shows you the activity over time. You can notice how over the weekends it dips. People warm up on Mondays. And here it is, peak time, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if I scroll towards the bottom, it breaks down those numbers. So it shows you exactly who was involved in those activities. There's a setting to anonymize the personal information of people. So that's why it's showing me all these strings here. And of course, I can export data. And if I switch this, you'll notice the table below changes as well. Great. Well, let's go to Power BI. Now, with Power BI, what we're doing is really, we send a whole bunch of data to the O365 usage systems, right? And with Power BI, what we're giving you is the tools to manipulate that data. And so this is a template that each of you is going to get, a default template. It breaks usage across Office 365 down in various categories, like adoption, communication, and so on. If you see over here, there's a box that shows you the number of messages that were posted in this Yammer network, the average number of messages that were read for Yammer, and various communication activities across email, Skype, and Yammer. So I'm going to click this. And it shows you the proportion of these activities across the different workloads. I can, of course, select different departments. These are all anonymized. And you'll see the graph changes. And there's a tab over here on the right called Yammer Usage. And this is very specific to Yammer. And so here, I'm able to see a variety of things for Yammer. And this is a default template that all of you are going to get. You can modify this, edit it. And if you observe, it's super interesting to see that there's a huge amount of lurker activity. So a lot of people reading stuff, a small minority of people posting stuff. And this line over here at the top shows you the cumulative active users for each of these different activities. I can see the top users here and what their activity looks like. I can change different departments. Really smooth. Could do this all day, but I'm not. So we're going to switch back, And hopefully that gives you a taste of what you can do with Power BI. Now, those are default templates. You can create your own, you can share them out, and people can access them. So usage analytics. Yammer user activity data is already available. Power BI support for this coming this quarter. And this is going to be super interesting. We're going to be hooked up to the Microsoft Graph as well. So then with Power BI, you have the tools to manipulate the data. Now you're going to have direct raw access to all that data. So if you have systems in place, you can use those. Coming soon. So I've showed you three different areas and the work we've been working so hard on for the past year or so on those three areas. And I want to tell you a couple of things that we're looking at next. The first thing is getting more data in there. We want to get data around group activity. We also want to get data around client activity, so you can tell all the different clients that people in your company are accessing Yammer from. We want to make Yammer embed better, specifically focusing on the user experience. And then we want to look at a certain set of community facilitating features, so the champions within your companies can help facilitate this. For example, the ability to brand all company, change the photo, change the color. Now, all of this cool stuff shows you how it's getting more, Yammer's getting more and more integrated with Office 365. And there's one thing that we have to ask of you as well. You may be aware of the Yammer SSO and desync tools. SSO was a legacy authentication system that let you sign in to one service and access multiple services. And desync was a bulk user management tool. Both of these are getting deprecated. December 1st, they're going to stop working. And we're doing this in favor of Office 365 sign-in and the AAD Connect tool. So please plan for change. And so to bring this back, I hope some of the stuff that we've shown you has convinced you that Yammer is a core part of Office 365, just like Exchange, SharePoint, or Skype. And it's going to become more and more familiar for you as IT administrators as well. There's a couple of related sessions to check out, one this afternoon on Office 365 groups. I would highly recommend. And with that, that's all I wanted to share with you guys. Please give yourselves a round of applause for making it at 9 o'clock.
So we wanted to do a Q&A section. We had a bunch of questions that we prepared beforehand. And these were sort of the elephants in the room sort of questions. As you can see, we had so much to show, and we kind of ran out of time. So what we're going to do now is park ourselves on each one of these sides and answer these questions in person to you and answer any additional questions that you may have. Had an opportunity to talk to a lot of customers out here. You guys do have a lot of questions. So come on up, ask us your questions, grab a t-shirt, and thanks for coming.